On the next part of the agenda is the ranch manager report, Barbara Button.
Okay, I just want to say one thing really quickly. They talk about selling lots. Last year, we didn't sell a lot last year. We sold it a few years ago, and that's when we got that huge pile of gravel up there that's on Meadow Canyon and around on a couple of the other ranch roads. That's how that was funded. That $30,000 or so went to gravel for those roads. Then we did sell a lot this year. Those two lots are not part of our common ground. I want to make sure everybody understands that. It's not part of our 2,000 acres of common ground. Those two lots were taken in on some collection debt, and that's where we've got those lots. That's how the association acquired those lots. That's how the association, and then we, of course, sold those lots. So to make it perfectly clear, we are not selling our common area. We are not selling our 2,000 acres. So when we say we're selling part of the rock, in a way, we're not yet. But we do need to do something, and I want everybody to know that I am in 100% agreement with Larry Walters and with what Sean has said. We've got to do something different. You know, we can't keep going like this at this level if we all want to keep up on it. Okay. I talk fast. Everybody always tells me I talk fast. I'll go through fast. Okay.
A year or so ago, you were talking about selling lot one. Is that common area? Yes. I think that it may be misleading to say we're not selling common area, because that was something that was discussed, and I think that's what brought us all to this the legal
Well, you're right, Val, that was discussed as selling common area, but it never came through. We have not sold any common area. Our lots that association owns are 174, 75, and 190, and we still own them. And we, of course, own all the other, you know, the acreage up through Meadow Canyon where the cabins are, this land, all that stuff. We all own it. We have not sold a penny or a single acreage of common land. Okay. First of all, I'll try to talk not too fast, but you can still understand me, but pretty fast, because we're out of time. This year, we've done a lot on our water system. I had the guys over here last week, and they did approve our system conditional that we take a few more pictures of the vault that we're putting in on Monday, and then our system is all tied into the 40,000. We're using out of that new 40,000-gallon water tank. We've got the water line all the way down. We've got the PRV in, pressure-reducing valve, because it about blow everything apart down here if we didn't have that in. Anyway, all we've got left over here is our vault backfill. Take some pictures, send it in, and we are done. Thank you. I am so glad of that. I need to thank a lot of people that helped a lot on that. But in the end, this year we will have spent close to $16,000 on that water system. This year. Okay? Now, I feel like that is a capital improvement. That's my opinion, but I feel like that's a capital improvement. I feel like the $25,000 or $24,000 something that we sold that lot for, that $16,000 can maybe help offset some of that. You know, that's my opinion, but that's the way I feel about it. Okay, we already have two members that are hooking on this month to that system, and each of those members have paid $5,000. There's a couple of other members that have paid some money that are not hooking on yet, but we do have that money, and when you saw that donated pledge, some of that $5,000 came in last year, some of that's here, and some of it's still to come in. So we do have a little bit of money coming in from that. We've developed an emergency plan in case that water system goes down. It was required of me to take a bunch of classes and to get certified in order to do this system. And in doing that, I had to develop an emergency plan, and I also had to develop a source protection plan, and I had to develop some other ideas on backflow prevention, things like that, in order to get us certified here, and it's done. So I'm just glad we're done with that. Okay, on the roads. We put in 11 concrete culverts over inside Canyon this year. You guys might have remembered last year. Dale, I know you like to go up that road. We had all those concrete culverts piled out here on the thing, and we thank Larry Murphy and his son, Justin, for those concrete culverts. They gave them to us for free last year. We just had to pay the freight to get them in here. And then we had to pay to put them in, and they were heavy and awkward, but they are solid. And we got a good test of that the other day in August when it poured. It poured big time here, and we got a good chance to see if those culverts are going to stay in put, and they didn't even budge. So we're happy with that. Anyway, 11 concrete culverts went in on Slide Canyon. A couple went over on Crawford. One went in on Broad Hollow, and there's one still to go in by the pond. If the water quit running, we can get it in. Anyway, to make a long story short, we will spend approximately $7,500 on roads, mainly in the form, this year, I mean, mainly in the form of putting in culverts. Now, somebody said to me, why are you putting in culverts and not putting out gravel? I guess I reasoned it this way, and maybe I'm wrong, but this is the way I reasoned it. Fix the drainage first and then worry about the gravel, because otherwise your gravel washes away. And so that's the reason I did it that way. If somebody wants to tell me something different, I'm willing to listen. But that's the way we did it, and we discussed it at several board meetings and went through that. And anyway, that's the way we did it. The only gravel basically that's going to be put in very much is there's a little bit put across a real bad spot over on the Crawford, over on 7475 across that dam, so the people in the Crawford area could access that area. And then there'll be gravel put up here by the 40,000-gallon tank so that we can get to it in the wintertime. That's about the only gravel we're going to be able to afford this year because we're out of money. But next year we'll move forward on it if we can. I mean, if we should be able to. We won't have to put any money in a water system, hopefully. Okay, the thing on the cabins. We've done a little bit of improvement on cabins. We put a, you can see the new roof on the garden cabin. It's got a little bit more to be completely finished. The northeast painted all these lower cabins and the laundry room and some of these other things, and we've got enough paint still to paint cabin 3. And they got the trim. You'll see the brown with the green trim. We still have some trim to do, but they did a lot of painting on the ranch. We appreciate all that they did. They installed some new doors, a couple of new doors, and fixed up a lot of things. We put a new stove in cabin number 8, which I appreciate Lee Beller for donating the money for that cabin. He paid his dues, even though he's a board member, and he asked me to use that money for a new stove in cabin 8 and for some gates for the entryway out here. As you guys came in, you saw the posts out there that are newly peeled. And Taylor has taken the extra money that Lee gave him. And Taylor put that entryway up, and then he's getting some metal gates to put there to make it more in, a more attractive place and easier to open so we don't have to fight those stupid chains. We've done a lot of tried to control rodents in cabins 2 and 4 up there. Any of you guys that ever stayed in those cabins, you know what I'm talking about. And quite a few other little things like that we've done around on the cabins. As far as the fish, we stocked in 500 pounds of trout this spring, and it was real good fishing. Still is pretty good fishing up there. We had a lot of mud come into those ponds. We've got some mud, we've got some pond damage with filling under the mud and you know, where they caved in and stuff like that. Another thing, just a note, I have to say this. It's the state law. We have whirling disease in our ponds. It's almost, you know, it's almost in every pond in the state of Utah, in fact, in the West. But we, until last year, did not have whirling disease. Last year, we bought our fish from West Haven, who is a fishery hatchery out of Sevier County, the same people we have been buying our fish from for many years. They were detected with whirling disease in last year at the end of the season. So the state came down, tested our fish. We have whirling disease. It's not something to be alarmed about. It's just the fact that cook your fish, don't eat them raw. I mean, that's all I can say. We all eat, I don't think any of us are eating them raw anyway. But the biggest thing I need to tell you this is because by state law, anybody that fishes in that pond needs to be notified that you need to clean your hooks and your lures, etc., before you go take. And we actually make almost as much money, actually we'll make more money on our 5 little calves than we do on all the grazing for the cattle that we have on the ranch right now. So Dale and I have already had this discussion several times. It's time we change. I'm seriously thinking about a change. And by the way of that, if anybody's got any questions, raise your hands. But what I'm trying to say is we can make more money with 20 cows, heads of cows of our own, or maybe 30, than we can on 80 pair that are mooing in this yard, making a mess, tearing down fence. I've had so much problem. Anyway, it's just a problem. We'll have to talk about it sometime. Yeah. I want to make sure that everybody's aware. I know that some of you, it came as a surprise a few months ago because we neglected to, I don't know what happened. But anyway, there is a race here next weekend. It's going to be a motocross race for Dale White has some son who's involved in the Utah Desert Foxes. And they're bringing a motocross group down here. And that's what somebody was alluding to, the fact there's going to be a lot of traffic on this road next weekend. There is. There's going to be over about 200 racers out here. They're sitting up pit row up on the airstrip. They've rented 7 cabins from us. The other 3 cabins, all of our cabins are full. I could have rented 30 cabins this next weekend if we would have had them. 3 of our cabins are booked with members. The other 7 are booked with non-member people from this race, paying $95 a night. And so basically what we're doing is and they're doing it for Friday and Saturday night, which is approximately $1,300 that we're getting from rent from the cabins next weekend. In addition to that, each of those races is paying the ranch $10 to run on the ranch, on the same racetrack that they ran on the last 2 times that they've done it, which most of it's down in the bottom of the wash. There are, however, a few trails up on top. Just by a raise of hands, how many of you have ever seen the trails that those guys made the last 2 or 3 times that they've been here? Just raise your hand if you know exactly where they have or if you notice those trails. About 4 people. That's good news. My point is here is that these guys make noise. and they tear up the little bit of trail. But in general, within the first rainstorm or maybe a little longer, those trails are not really noticeable. The only people that know where those trails are those of you that are really out there hiking, or the cows or the deer. The cows and the deer, just watch them. They know right where they are. And my horses, because I've used them for horse trails too. What's that? Hare and a hound race. Well, it's really exciting. I can tell you it's exciting, it's noisy, but we sat up there on Cabin 8's deck, and Sonny and I one time stood out here on the point, and we had bikes go all the way around us. Those guys are crazy. You ever seen those things? Yeah. What's that? Okay, that's a good question, Dan. I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to tell you, we are listed on their liability insurance. I believe it is $5 million. And they furnish they have the ambulance out here. They have the porta potties out here. These guys do this all over the state of Utah, and they usually run on government. And they got the maximum stuff. They know what they're doing. They sign releases before they can even enter the race. But they don't sign it to us. We are listed on their liability insurance, which, of course, is signing the release to them. They're signing it to the sponsors of the race, okay? They are excited about it. I've had a lot of people call, a lot of people really interested in the area, wanting to come down, look around while they're down here. Okay. I'm talking fast, I know, but I've got to do some thanks. And Taylor says keep it short, but there's so much that I have to tell you that I want to know how good of a group of people we have at our ranch. I know there's been some dissatisfaction, there's been some mad, and things said out of hurt. But we have a lot of good people at our ranch, and I want you to know that I've got a whole list here that I'm going to run down through and just give you a short, just part of these people. Phil Hall, I call him the DSRO, or Deer Springs Ranch Shuttle Service. He's been a huge support to me. He's been a lot of help. He's done so much shuttling things back and forth for us between St. George or wherever. Dale Clarkson donated 25 bedspreads, and he also donated $1,500 towards the pond that goes around, the fish pond fence that goes around there. And Dale has done a lot for us, and I appreciate him. Val Cram donated the hay rack ride that's over here on the auction, and he's also sat down with me and helped me come up with some ideas for other problem-solving sessions we've had. Shauna has used her clout with a mechanic that she's got as a friend and helped us get our trucks at a better rate on our mechanics. She donated her door prizes. She's done a lot of other things that's helped me out, too. Marsha Painter. She's a great member from Out to Page. She's actually the one that started this auction idea in a way by donating a stained glass drawing to us. And in fact, she made this thing, brought it up here last fall, and her husband stepped on it and broke it. So then she had to remake us another one, and she's been a wonderful person. I really appreciate her. I appreciate Larry Murphy. We've got a new electrical system in the house here. It's a lot more safe and a lot better. He brought his two men out here, paid them wages to set that whole thing up. He donated the rifle that you see over there on the table. He's donated hours of time up there on the generator and around helping us out with electrical stuff. I appreciate Larry Clarkson. He's been a huge support. He's been my sounding board, and there's been times when I've gone crying on his shoulders. He's donated the binoculars and the marinator over here, and I really appreciate him. Larry Bear, who's donated the tomatoes for the dinner afterwards. He's donated the onions. The man's a great gardener, as you can tell, by making the jam for our thing. He helped us lay this pipe down here for over a mile worth of 4-inch PVC pipe. And that's hard work down in there, 5 foot deep. And he's loaned us his tiller. He helped us cut the wood when we called for help for wood cutting. And he's always willing to help me with anything. Lee Beller, he's been a great support. He's hauled the trash to town several times. I could tell you a really funny story about that trash trailer, but I don't have time. Oh, man, it was funny. He thought a 2-inch ball should be able to handle that 2 1/4-inch thing, and then when he got down there and started dumping the trailer, you can imagine what happened. Yeah, it was pretty good. Anyway, he split many cords of wood. Lee has. He brought his splitter over here, and he split many cords of wood. He donated the new stove, like I said before. He's helped us with the water system. Lee's been a great help. Rod Johnson, brand new member here, stepped right up to the plate, helped me out a bunch. He's come and helped me wrangle with the horses on the thing. He's helped me. He made some saddle racks for us. He's just been a great, positive support. I appreciate him. Clint Brooks, he's also helped me with the wrangling. He's always also been always willing to help us. He was here cutting wood. Risk is not his life with two rattlesnakes that day. Anyway, and he loaned the four-wheelers to the ranch and has helped, given us a lot of help. Jerry Racine, that man has worked many, many, many hours. And Bev, too. Cleaning cabins. They volunteer. They're not compensated for their time. He washes windows. He's fixing things, faucets and things like that all over the place. Just volunteer. I mean, he's not compensated anything for it. He's a really good man. Candy and Joe Bose, did anybody notice the new gate, new sign as you came underneath that out here on the road? Yeah, Joe Bose. Joe Bose cut those letters out, and Kevin hung them up. And he just done a great job. He also made us some welded valve keys to go on all of our valves and stuff. Those things are expensive, and I couldn't find the right ones, and I mentioned it to Joe, and he just whipped them right out. He's helped me working on the generators. They've donated dishes and pans and pictures. They ran errands from Las Vegas up here to us. They've been a huge help, and I love Joe and Candy a lot. Thank you, guys. John Pardo has been a huge support on the road work. He's driven around, talked to me, talked to Brent, helped us to figure out where we needed to do it and how we needed to do it, and he's given me so much good advice, and I appreciate John. I appreciate Brent Fulmer. Hours and hours and hours of time he's been up here. Volunteer, not one single penny has he been paid. He's probably put in 40-hour weeks most of the summer. He's used his own gas running around, looking at roads, checking things out, going to the, taking the trash to town, picking up laundry, putting in the water system. He's fixed flat tires, picked up heavy things, helped with relaying messages back. He spent many, 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 many hours and helping me and the Northeast and other members. In fact, last weekend alone, he pulled one of our members out of a hole up there above on the Forest Service Road. Anytime anybody gets stuck, they go say, go find Brent, he'll help you. Okay. One other person I want to thank, and he's not here. And that's John Davis. He was a big support to me. He was our shuttle between here and Canab. And I really miss John. And I want you guys all to know that there's nobody that loved this ranch more than John did. And I really, really appreciate his family for what they've done in helping us up here, too, since John's been gone. And the last person I need to thank is my husband, Taylor, and my kids, because they've always been there for me, and they've always helped me out a ton. And he donates tons and tons of time up here for us, too. And I really appreciate all you guys. I hope that there's anything, any questions, any time, just call me. If you got suggestions, I appreciate Ron and Kim coming up this weekend and telling me these ideas that just went, wow, it's so good to have this fresh perspective. I appreciate you guys. Just call me, okay? See ya.
I think we forgot somebody. I want to say from the board and from the members, because that's who I speak from, thank you, Barbara. All the work, all the time, all the special things that you have done so many times go unnoticed, or people want to complain about this or that. But you know what? Those complaints, all the positive things that she has done. Barbara, give her a round of applause to say thank you. Thank you, Barbara.